What's your take on partial breast irradiation?
I think partial breast irradiation is likely to work. I think it's likely to work because I think there's a group of women who probably don't need irradiation at all. There's another presentation in this meeting, and we're doing a big study, an international study, in older women with low-risk cancers.
Invasive?
Invasive cancers. And also it comes back to sort of like when you've got drugs like AIs, which are more effective, then I think we're going to be moving in older women with small screen-detected cancers to do a wide excision alone, no partial breast irradiation, give them an AI, and their long-term outlook is going to be pretty good with that kind of treatment. So I think...
Sentinel node negative.
Sentinel node negative, yeah. So I think partial breast irradiation is likely to be effective in a subgroup of women, but my feeling is it's going to be the group of women who don't have great risk factors for local recurrence. So they don't have lymphatic vascular invasion. They don't have an extensive in situ component. They have a fairly focal cancer that you excise adequately with a good margin of tissue, fairly good pathologically. And I think partial breast irradiation will work in those women. I think the danger is that people might extend it to some of the younger, if you like, higher risk women, where I think partial breast irradiation and boost is necessary. And there are a couple of studies going on where they're giving an even bigger dose boost in some of these young women, because it's clearly whole breast irradiation, even with boost in some of these women, young women, is associated with a significant rate of recurrence.
This concludes the first CD. For an interview with Dr. John Mackey, please turn to the second CD.